Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, did you notice how today's reading from Exodus sounds a little bit like the Christmas account that we find in Luke 2? It's in that same country as Horeb, as a shepherd abiding in the field, watching over the flock of his father Jethro by night. The name of the shepherd here is Moses. And behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And when the shepherd Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he drew near to look, the voice of the Lord came, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and a God of Jacob." And the shepherd Moses trembled and hid his face, for the glory of the Lord made him greatly afraid. And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Fear not. For I have surely seen the ill treatment of my people that are in Egypt, and have heard their groaning, and have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you to Egypt, and this will be a sign unto you, this bush that burns with fire, and yet is not consumed." Now, I'm guessing the way that I phrased that might make it a little bit more similar for you to that Luke 2 account. And it should be similar to you, because the very same Lord Jesus Christ is present in both of these stories. Remember that the angel of the Lord that we have in the Old Testament, every time you see angel of the Lord, it's usually referring to this second person of the Trinity who has come down to interact with his creation. In fact, we find, as we think about angels, when we see angel of the Lord, it's no angel at all. Instead, it is the true sense of that word, a messenger of God. When we normally think of the word angel, we think of those heavenly beings spoken about by the scriptures that serve God and do his will. But the angel, or the word angel, means messenger, or one who speaks the words of God. And so it can refer to men, as in the book of Revelation, when we have the word angel referring to different pastors of all of these seven churches. Or it can refer, as it does here, the angel refers to the Son of God himself, the one who is the ultimate messenger of God and the ultimate spokesman of the Father. Moses, notice in this passage that we have tonight, always is referring to this angel as God. That's the angel of the Lord, that second person of the Holy Trinity, the one who would come and take on human flesh to be born in a manger, Jesus Christ. This is him before he was conceived, before he was born into the world, before he was sent by the Father to reveal finally his word to all of creation. St. John expresses a similar thought in the opening verses of the gospel here, where he refers to Christ as the Word that's become flesh and dwelt among us. That uncreated, that eternal, that divine angel of the Lord. Jesus is both the messenger and the message. He is God the Father's final word to us, a word of love and a word of life. So what we have in this account then is the pre-incarnate, pre-flesh Jesus speaking to Moses. Notice the Son of God descends upon the earth as he did at Christmas, and he does here in a very concrete and physical way. He appears as a flame of fire within the branches of a bush. Didn't our Lord Jesus call himself the light of the world? When he laid in the wood of the manger, the Lord came down to our level just as he did in the bush. And there the eternal and the temporal, the forever and eternal and the now were joined together. And he appeared in a completer way, if I can make up a word, a completer way, a more significant way perhaps, as he appeared in Bethlehem, in order that he might come into contact with man. He took on an earthly form that Moses and later we could grasp and receive. And the incarnation, the Creator, entered into creation in such a way that sinful people could approach him without fear, without being destroyed. The burning bush, then, is our symbol of salvation tonight. It is the prophetic event. It foretells the time when Christ would descend again to this earth and permanently take upon our human nature in the womb of his mother, the Virgin Mary. This event in Exodus also foreshadows the reason for our Lord's birth at Christmas. The Lord Jesus announces to Moses out of the bush that he has come to save his people, to rescue them from their slavery, from their enemies, the Egyptians. And in the very same way, Christ comes down at Christmas to rescue all mankind from their slavery to sin. Joseph and Mary are both told that they shall call his name Jesus, Yeshua, because he will save his people from their sins. That's what Yeshua means, the one who shall save. Our Lord descended to deliver us from our enemies that had enslaved us. He came to release us from the power of our taskmaster, the devil, and to free us from the oppression of the bondage to sin and death. By his holy incarnation, Christ became a new Moses, one who would lead us out of the kingdom of darkness through the baptismal waters of the Red Sea and into the light of the promised land of the new creation. The one who appeared in a flame of fire said, "Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." When Moses looked upon the bush, he saw that it was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed or burnt up. And that tells us two things. First is it teaches us that the union between God and man that took place in the conception and birth of Christ, it is eternal and it is everlasting. Jesus is forever and ever and ever fully human and fully divine. Just as the bush never burned up, so also the union between God and man in Christ will never end. He is true man, even now as he sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will always be true man, our friend and our human brother. Second, the fact that the bush was not consumed teaches us that Christ came into our flesh not to bring judgment to mankind, but to bring salvation and redemption. It's not a fire that destroyed, it's a fire that revealed and proclaimed the words of deliverance and life. Jesus said, "God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that in the world would be saved through him." It's written in the scriptures that no sinner can see the holy God and live, but in the burning bush, and especially in the face of the holy child of Mary, sinful man can and does see God, veiled in human, earthly clothing. And trusting in this God in the flesh, man is then made holy and lives forever. By taking on our human nature, Jesus did not consume and annihilate us. Rather, he permeated and filled our lives so that we may share in his life. He became like us so that we may become like him. The Lord Jesus revealed his name to Moses from the bush. He said, "Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you." Our Savior is the great I am, the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is to come. Jesus is the revelation of the divine name, for he teaches us, I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who revealed himself to Moses in the branches of a bush has now taken on your flesh and your blood in order that you might become his branches, that you would be joined to him and draw your life from him. Apart from Jesus, branches wither and die and are burned in judgment, but abiding in Christ, the branches thrive and share in the fire, the light of his divine life. Jesus Christ is indeed a holy vine that took root in Bethlehem and has now spread throughout all of the earth. Truly then, this bush we see tonight is a great sign of our Lord's coming at Christmas, a living prophecy of his incarnation. In this Advent tide, as we prepare to celebrate the nativity of our Lord, and as we look forward and hope for and pray for and plead for the second coming of Jesus in the flesh to bear us to the promised land, we ask that God would grant that he who is that flame of fire, that flame of God, the light of the world, that he would light your hearts with penitent faith and holy love as he has delivered you out of the slavery to sin and into his marvelous light forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.